Hi, I'm Johns Hopkins with Baltimore Heritage. Welcome to 5 Minutes of Baltimore History on WYPR. The date is July 26, 1859. You're standing at the foot of Broadway in Fells Point, and you're hot dog lucky because when you put your 3 pennies into the fare box, you will be the first streetcar run in Baltimore. All the way up to North Avenue, pulled by 4 horses. It must have been a thrill and a big sensation. And it launched Baltimore's streetcar system that lasted over 100 years and included over 400 miles of tracks. Now, to be fair, Baltimore was not the first city in North America to have a streetcar system. That title often goes to New York in 1832, with cars also pulled by horses. New Orleans began setting up its streetcars in 1834 and still has them today. And Toronto began in 1849, and it's now the largest streetcar network still operating in North America. But we in Baltimore can claim at least 2 streetcar firsts. Our first happened on August 10, 1885. That's when the horse-drawn line operating up Howard Street to Roland Avenue got electrified. The electricity was provided through a hot third rail running down the middle of the street, which not surprisingly proved to be a little dangerous. We pretty quickly switched to overhead wires like everybody else was installing, but this Howard Street line was the first electric streetcar run in America. The first nickel dropped into the fare box is now at the Smithsonian Museum in D.C. Our second streetcar first happened in 1895. That's when the Lake Roland Electrical Railway Company built a 35-foot-tall steel bridge down Guilford Avenue and over some railroad tracks to get passengers downtown. This would be the first streetcar bridge in America. Over the years, we in Baltimore had all sorts of streetcars, horse-drawn ones, electric ones, trackless ones. We even had cable cars for a short time in the 1890s along the lines of those that still operate in San Francisco. Our streetcar days came to an end in 1963 when the last car pulled into a car barn in Irvington. By then, our system was owned by National City Lines, a company funded by General Motors that was buying up and shutting down streetcar systems in cities all over the country, including ours in Baltimore. But the idea of keeping streetcars alive through a streetcar museum had been hatched long before the last car pulled into the Irvington car barn. In 1928, we held a big party called the Fair of the Electric Pony, taking off from the B&O Railroad's own 100th anniversary celebration called the Fair of the Iron Horse a year earlier. The idea was to feature old wooden streetcars before they were decommissioned and then build a museum around them. The problem was that our streetcar company went bankrupt in the Great Depression, and the successor company didn't want the old cars. Luckily, a Baltimore transit lover and historian, George Nixon and his colleagues, came to the rescue. They persuaded the Maryland Historical Society, now the Maryland Center for History and Culture, to take over. After bopping around different places for a few years, the cars ended up at Lake Roland out in the open, not ideal for old streetcars. But in 1966, Mayor Theodore McKeldin offered up a parcel of land on the old Maryland and Pennsylvania Railroad route along the Jones Falls, even building a car barn to store the historic pieces. The museum now had a roof and historic cars, but they needed tracks, which weren't being made anymore. So they turned to the one place that had them, underneath our city streets. Excavating little by little, they pulled up a quarter mile of track at first, and now have over a mile for the historic cars to travel along. We can't turn the clock back to 1859 for you to be on Baltimore's first streetcar run, but you can go to the Baltimore Streetcar Museum and ride a working car from that same era, or an open-air car that ran in the summer to places like Carlin's Amusement Park, and I'm betting is just as big a thrill to ride today as it was back 100 years ago. For more information on Baltimore streetcars, check out Baltimore Heritage's 5-minute history videos at baltimoreheritage.org. I'm Johns Hopkins for Baltimore Public Media.